আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। উলামায়ে কেরাম, মোস্ট রেসপেক্টেড ব্রাদার্স, নাহমাদুহু ওয়া নুসাল্লি আলা রাসূলিহিল কারীম। I know that the notice was only put on after the Zuhr Salat, which is very short notice, but we could not help that due to the uncertainty of the programs. Nevertheless, whoever got the message and you are here, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept your coming. As I was speaking to some friends the other night, that we had ulama-i kiram, muftis, qaris, huffaz, scholars from England, Bangladesh, Reunion Islands, Mauritius, all parts of South Africa, attending the program of our Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum. So what was it that was attracting them? They are teaching hadiths, they are teaching tafsir, they are engaged in activities of deen, they've got great knowledge. Which alim that came for the program from such distances does not know that to keep the beard one fist length is wajib, or to keep your pants above the ankle is wajib, or that you must control your gaze from haram, or that you must keep your heart clear of all the pollution of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of malice, of greed, of ghairullah? Who does not know that? Which alim that came, having spent thousands of rands on his tickets, did not know what Hazrat was talking about? So there was something else that they were coming for. This mujahada, and that these ahlullah, the awliya-i kiram, the arifin, they make, it generates a noor in the heart. And then that heart becomes overfilled with that noor. It becomes a magnet, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the most beautiful. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the creator of the universe, creator of each and every one of us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, His love, when it comes into the heart of a person, then the heart of that person then becomes a magnet. It attracts the other people. They begin to come from distances. And then if they remain in the company of that Arif Billah, or that great Wali of Allah Ta'ala, for a period of time, then the noor that is in their hearts, it transfers into the noor, into the hearts of those people who remain close to that Wali of Allah Ta'ala. It transfers. That example again, that if you have a 100-watt bulb here, and you have a 1,000-watt bulb, and you have a 10,000-watt bulb, when you switch the lights on, then you will not be able to differentiate that the light here is of that 100-watt bulb, the light from here to here is of the 1,000-watt bulb, and the light from there to there is, all the light will be the same. So what is happening is that there is a complete integration of that light. Then we all know the example of the chicken, that when the hen sits on the eggs, the hen does not give a lengthy speech to the eggs. Does the hen give a lengthy speech? The warmth of the wings and the feathers of that hen, it creates the warmth in that egg. And that dead egg comes to life. And that chick, once it is formed in that egg, then it does not even require outside assistance to crack the shell and come outside. In the same way, this heart of ours, after remaining a considerable period of time in the company of a wali of Allah Ta'ala, the same thing will happen, that if it is a dead heart, then the warmth of their hearts will create life in the dead heart. Spiritually it will become alive. Then we won't even require outside assistance to keep on encouraging us to do good and asking us to restrain from evil. It will become our mizaj. I gave the example that night which came to mind, that those who are called ulama like us, then what we do is give you the colors. If you have to go to the paint shop, they give you a chart. And on that chart, what do you get? You get colors. They say this is blue, this is green, this is red, this is yellow. But have we ever heard of a miracle? Yeah, they can be karamat. I don't deny. A lot of people's karamat might be a paint shop owner's karamat also. That the moment you see the color there, after that you say, right, I like this green. When you go home, you find the walls of your home painted green. You can get some karamat of some paint shop owner. We don't deny karamat. But generally it doesn't happen that if you go to the paint shop and he gives you a chart and you see blue, red, green there, then you have to take the paint, you have to go home, give it to the painter, then he will take a brush and he will paint it onto those walls. So here we give you generally the colors of zuhud, the color of taqwa, the color of sabr, the color of shukr, the color of ihsan, the color of iman, the color of ma'rifat, the color of yaqeen of Allah Ta'ala. We give you the colors. These arifin, the ahlullah, the true walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what they do in their company when a person spends sufficient amount of time is that they paint that color onto the hearts. They paint that color. Now that person becomes a person who has got sabr in his life now. He's got shukr in his life, he's got zuhud and taqwa in his life. They've painted his heart with that color. We don't even know what is happening. We are just sitting there and our hearts are becoming painted. In fact, this morning I gave an example related to the same thing, that we all know that if we have paint on the wall, or there's grease, the wall is dirty, filthy, then we say must strip the paint. So they have chemicals now that you apply it and all the old paint is stripped off. After that you paint it with the new paint. That is what they do in the company, that all that filth, all that dirt is stripped off the heart. The person is sitting there with arrogance, with pride, is sitting there with jealousy, with malice, with greed and all the other filth, with evil passions and desires engulfing his heart. But that nazar of the arifin, when they look at us, when they cast their glance at our hearts, what they are doing is they are stripping all that dirt and filth from our hearts. And then they are painting it now with the paint of taqwa, with the paint of piety, with the paint of khawf of Allah and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. That is where we find the changes coming. Why do we find so much of sukoon, so much of peace and so much of ease and so much of happiness in their company? What is it that was bringing so many people? What were they getting? So it is that noor. The more noor the person has, the more distant the fragrance goes. When the person bries, then the fragrant smell of that bri goes far and wide. People who are neighbors also, they inhale and they say, yeah, there's bri next door. They also get the fragrance. So these people have bried their hearts on the... They have bright their hearts with the khawf of Allah Ta'ala, restraining themselves all the time. That khun ka samandar, as Hazrat keeps on saying. In haseeno se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bade uthaye. They take a lot of pain on their hearts. Their hearts become bright. Then that flavor, then that smell, then that fragrant smell goes far and wide. So this is what you get in their company. It's not that your knowledge increases tremendously, that you become a great faqih of the ummah, jurist, or you become a great mufassir or muhaddis. Then when the person has purified his heart, after that the muhaddis will continue with his hadiths, the muballigh will carry on with his tabligh, the qari sahib will continue with his teaching of the Quran Sharif and Tajweed, the businessman will carry on with his business. Everyone will carry on with whatever they were doing. But now there will be a change. Before it was like no concern, disinterested in what is going to happen in the akhirat. But now when the person will go back to his own home, his relationship with his wife and children will be different. His business dealings will be different. His teaching will now have noor. His bayan will have noor. his tafsir will have nur, his hadith will have nur. Everything will be now filled with nur. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us also those hearts that he has given to these ahlullah and arifin and awliya of his, because life is very short, transitory, it is passing by. Whenever there's some article in the newspaper which is relevant to my kind of bayans that I give, some friend or the other will bring a cutting. I was given a cutting the other day that some sportsman went from here to England. A young person, 24 years of age, and from there he writes how wonderful it is to be there and how he's having a wonderful time with the girls there in London. And he wishes his friends can also come and enjoy themselves with him. And that same night he went to sleep and never got up from his sleep. He never got up from his sleep. So let us not play around with this great ni'mat of time that we have, the tawfiq that Allah Ta'ala is giving us of tawbah, of istighfar, of nadamat, of shame. They must appreciate that ni'mat. We do not know when Allah Ta'ala can snatch it away if we become persistent in our sins. So these are the benefits. There are so many benefits. If you just sit quietly too in their company, and they are quiet too, then too, there's a revolution that takes place in our hearts. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو، بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں، رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر، بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں، رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر، بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری، اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری، اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی، بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، اللہ یو نو ہاؤ ڈرٹی اینڈ فلتھی مائی ہارٹ از، ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس وی نو اور اون ہارٹس، پیپل شیکنگ اور ہینڈز اینڈ کنسیڈرنگ اس ٹو بی پائس اینڈ گریٹ ولیز آف اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اینڈ گریٹ نمازیز اینڈ گریٹ حاجیز اینڈ گریٹ مبلغز. We can fool people, but we cannot fool Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He knows exactly what is in our hearts. So a person like Khaja Azizul Hasan Madzub Rahmatullah Alayh, great wali of Allah Ta'ala, great, great mashayikh became bayat upon his hands. But he says, oh Allah, you know how filthy and dirty my heart is. So he's not talking about his heart, it's our hearts. We should all look at our hearts.
تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی، بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے، رواں رواں بال بال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے معال میرا،
او اللہ دس از دا لاسٹ ڈیز آف مائی لائف، ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس شوڈ تھنک آف دس ڈے ٹو بی دا لاسٹ ڈے آف اور لائف، دس سیکنڈ ٹو بی دا لاسٹ سیکنڈ آف اور لائف، دس منٹ، دس آور، فور وی ڈو ناٹ نو وٹ دا فیوچر از.
یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے معال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے معال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری، اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahoon mein mashghool zikr o taat, بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله Allah 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 kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا رحيم يا كريم اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے معاف کرنے والے اللہ اے میرے بخشنے والے اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ کیئرنگ لونگ اللہ forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, the more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. Oh Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are confessing before you, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Oh Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from you. Something that is very dear to you, oh my beloved Allah. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh Allah, we are turning towards you. We are acknowledging before you. We are your sinful servants, oh Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Oh Allah, you saw everything that we have done. You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Oh Allah, nothing was hidden from your sight. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights. Oh Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ey mere pyare khuda, ab teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hai. Tere siwa hamara koi nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. All over the world the ummah is suffering. Oh Allah, we know it is because of our sins that we are suffering. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all sins. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and the trials of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. We know that we are deserving of punishment, but you are Kareem, O my Mawla. And Kareem is the one who does not like to punish. O Allah, Kareem is the one who likes to give even without the person deserving. Ay, mere Allah, bless us with forgiveness. Open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your rahmat for us. O Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Ay, mere pyare khuda, we know that we have got umbrellas of steel above our heads. We do not want the rain drops to reach our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, this rain, this umbrella is the umbrella of sins that we have built above our heads. But oh my beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. Oh Allah, drench our hearts. Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Purify our hearts of malice. Purify our hearts of greed. Purify our hearts of jealousy and envy. Purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Allah, purify our hearts of all the evil that has entered into our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Allah, we have filled our hearts with all kinds of idols. Allah, all kinds of dead rats and cats and pigs and monkeys are in our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, we will not like to entertain a guest in a room in which there is a corpse that is lying. Then how can you come into these hearts in which there's so much of filth? But oh my beloved Allah, we have believed that the waters of the ocean, no matter how much of impurity goes into it, but just one wave washes away all the impurity. Ey mere pyare khuda, we have believed that just your glance of rahmat on our hearts will purify our hearts of all the evil that has embedded itself. Ey mere pyare khuda, no matter how much of sins we may have committed, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, then to just one glance of yours, O Allah, is sufficient to wash away our sins. Allah, just one drop from your ocean of maghfirat is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ay Allah, humare dilon ko paak aur saaf kar. ہمیں مصفا دل عطا فرما، ہمیں مزکا دل عطا فرما، ہمیں مجلا دل عطا فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, when are we going to get a taste and enjoyment of your marifat? Oh Allah, how long is nafs and shaitan going to keep us away from an enjoyment of your marifat and your yaqeen and your muhabbat? اے میرے پیارے خدا، تو اب تو معاف کر دے. How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites, oh Allah? اے اللہ، purify our hearts. اے اللہ، we are sick and ailing, give us cure from all our ailments. اے میرے اللہ، ہم بیمار ہیں، ہمیں شفا عطا فرما. ہمارے مشائخ کو شفا عطا فرما، ہمارے حضرت کو شفا عطا فرما. اے اللہ، we know that sometimes sickness is a rahmat, especially for the mashayikh and for the awliya and for the arifin. But oh Allah, change the rahmat of sickness into the rahmat of good health. Ay mere pyare khuda, hum kamzor hai, hum zaeef hai, hum natawa hai. Allah bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove the difficulties. Oh Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have given children, make them obedient to the parents and to you. Allah, whatever difficulties and problems the ummah is facing, remove it. Ay mere pyare Allah, mere rahim Allah, dushmanane Islam ek ho gaye hai. Allah, ummah muntashir hai. The ummah is divided, oh my beloved Allah. There's so much of division, so much of division, oh my beloved Allah. When Nabi alayhi salat wa salam is informed of the division of his ummah, what kind of taklif we must be causing to him. How much of his blood has been sacrificed for this ummah. Ay Allah, how much of his blood oozed in Taif, how much of his blood oozed in Uhud and so many other places. Allah, he stood whole night in prayer for the ummah. Ay mere pyare khuda, aaj wo ummah muntashir hai. Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah. Ay Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah. Allah, assist the mujahideen of Islam. اے اللہ، پیلسٹائن کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، دیر ہومز آر بینگ بلڈوزڈ. اللہ، ان انڈیا، ان کشمیر، ان پیلسٹائن، ان افغانستان، ان سو مینی پارٹس آف دا ورلڈ، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، فار نو ادر سن ایکسپٹ دیٹ دے ہیو بلیوڈ ان یو، دیر ہومز آر بینگ بلڈوزڈ. دا چلڈرن آر ناٹ بینگ اسپیئرڈ، دا اولڈ، دا فیبل، دا ویک، the women. Ay mere Allah, behram zalim unke upar zulm ki had kar rahe hai. Ab to mere Allah, to unki madad farma. Ay Allah, come to their assistance. Ay Allah, zalimon ka haath rok le. Unke muqaddar mein hidayat nahi hai, to Aad aur Samud ki tareeke unko halak farma. Oh Allah, either bless them with iman or Islam. But oh Allah, if they have made up their minds that they are going to cause obstacles and problems for the ummah, and they are going to bring destruction to the masajid and the madaris and to the ummah, then oh Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet, oh Allah. Cause their planes to crash in the mountains, oh Allah. Cause their ships to sink in the ocean. Ay Allah, cause such division amongst their ranks that oh Allah, their unity become shattered. Their coalition becomes destroyed. Ay mere Allah, tu hi raham farma. Tu hi raham farma. Don't look at our sins, oh my Allah. Don't look at our sins, oh my Allah. Look at your shan of rahimi and kareemi. Ay mere Allah, humare haal par raham farma. Ay Allah, bless us with a heart of taqwa. Ay Allah, light up our heart with the noor of zikr, with the noor of tilawat. O Allah, with the noor of zuhud and shukr and qanaat. Ay Allah, humare dilo ko tu munawwar farma. Ay Allah, ek din marna hai aur tere paas aana hai. O Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouths. Don't let the angel of death find us with bottles of wine in our hands. Don't let the angel of death find us in any haram activity. Ay Allah, when the time of our death comes, let it be a death of barakat. Ay Allah, take us to Madina Tayyaba. Bless us with shahadat in that Mubarak land and with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ay Allah, when the time of our death comes, show us some tajalli of yours so that our ruh and soul comes dancing towards you. and does not remain attached with the worldly things. Allah bless us all with halal risk and sustenance. Why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage of halal in your treasures, O Allah? Ya Allah, puri ummat ko to halal risk ata farma. Allah, protect us and safeguard us from adultery, from fornication, and from every other haram. Allah, give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day, to give zakat if due, to fast in Ramadan, go for hajj if farz, and to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, and to fulfill the rights of all your creation, Muslim or non-Muslim. Ay mere pyare Allah, Rasool-e Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ay Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu was salam ne, with 124,000 glorious shining stars of his. Ay Allah, how much of duas he made for us. How much of concern he had for us. Ay Allah, all the duas that he made, bless us with that goodness. Ay Allah, Hajre Aswad ko choom karke mere Nabi ne jo maanga tha. اے اللہ رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو میرے پیارے نبی نے مانگا تھا اے اللہ مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا حطیم میں نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا اے اللہ میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا ملتزم سے چمٹ کر جو مانگا تھا اے اللہ زمزم کا پانی پی کر جو مانگا تھا صفا اور مروہ کی سیڑھیوں پر جو مانگا تھا مینا میں عرفات میں مزدلفہ میں جو مانگا تھا اللہ all the goodness that he asked bless us with that goodness our parents with that goodness our wives and children with that goodness the entire ummat with that goodness and from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection oh Allah protect us and protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرمائے میرے پیارے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما اور جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما اے اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ہم تھک جاتے ہیں لیکن تو دینے سے نہیں تھکتا میرے اللہ او اللہ we become tired of even asking but you do not become tired of giving او اللہ what we have asked bless us with that and what goodness we haven't been able to ask bless us with that اے اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين